And I say, brothers and sisters, I have none. I'm pointing to the photo, but this man's father is my father's son. Who is this man?
Well, I know the answer because you'd said it the other day.
The answer is me.
Right.
But even though I've known that's the answer for like 40 years, it still sometimes doesn't make sense.
No, this you man's say that, father is
yeah,
my...
Say that part again because that's where you lose me.
Okay, and it loses me until... And then I have to go online and I there are diagrams.
To visualize.
They dissect with arrows and stick figures. So limestone, just pretend there's a picture here.
Right, looking at the picture.
And it's just a young boy.
Okay.
A 12-year-old, let's say. Brothers and sisters, have you got it printed out? Brothers and sisters, I have none.
Right.
But this man's father is my father's son. Now, that's the part that doesn't make sense until I see it literally laid out word by word.
I'm not good with that stuff.
This man's father is my father's son.
Okay, I get it. He's saying he's referring to the person in the picture. This man's father is my father's son. Right? That's the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, no, I just had it.
Crap. See, that's it. You lose it because to me, if I this man's father, all right, this man is me.
Right.
So let's say I'm saying my father is my father's son. That's impossible. My father can't be my father's son, but the answer is me. It'll give you a headache.
Who made this thing
this
up?
This one's got like six diagrams to show it. I still don't get it.
Did you look it up?
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, and it, the other night I did it, and I thought, oh, okay, now I get it. And then I turn around like 30 minutes later, I'm thinking about it, and I go, no, it doesn't make sense. It's one of those things that just drives you nuts. This man's brothers and sisters, I have none. So what I'm saying is, I don't have any brothers or sisters.
You're an only child.
Right. This man's father is my father's
son.
Son.
So you're pointing at the picture, which is you, this man's father.
Right.
And that's your dad.
Uh-huh.
Is my father's
son. So okay, yeah, no, it makes okay,
you had it and you lost.
Okay, so he's holding the picture, he's saying to someone,
brothers and sisters,
I have none. This man's father so, okay, say it for me.
Brothers and sisters, I have none.
Right.
But this man's father
right
is my father's son.
Okay, good. He's holding the picture. He's showing it to the person. He's referencing to himself. And that is where it comes in with the, this man's father is my father's son. Like, that's what he's saying. This is me. He's just using a very long way about it, I think.
What you just said made no sense.
It made no sense. Damn it!
And right
this man's father.
And right now, people are putting their heads through their windshield to their cars.
Because that's what it is, though. That's what it is, though. He's looking at this picture, and the person in the picture is himself.
Right.
So he is referring to himself with the riddle.
This man's
father. And I'm gone. Damn it, God.
This man's... Be careful.
I know.
See, the answer is my father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because this man's father is my father's
son. Well, yeah.
No, that doesn't
no,
work
no, no,
either.
No. It makes sense because he's saying this man's father, and he's referring to himself, so he's talking about his own dad,
right,
is my father's son. So he's
how
saying...
How can your own dad...
No, he's not saying that, though. This man's father, and he's referring to himself in the picture... Right, mm-hmm. And then he's referring to his dad.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're looking at someone just called and said we're getting it all wrong.
Okay, what are we doing wrong?
Yeah, did they say how to fix it?
The picture on the picture is actually your son.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Wait.
This man's father is my father's son.
That would make you. That would make him you. I mean, like, him.
This man. Okay, but I've never, ever seen where the answer is, this man is my son. The answer is always printed, this man is me.
Yeah.
Because it goes, brothers and sisters, I have none.
Mm-hmm.
But this man's father is my father's son. Who is this man? And the answer is me.
My grandpa.
Okay, like my father's son
the
is me.
The answer here says, if I have no brothers and no sisters, then the father's son can only be me.
So yeah, it's me. Wait, it's the person.
But it doesn't say the father's son. It says this man's father is my father's son.
This man's father.
Uh-huh. You know what?
Is my father, which is my dad.
Yeah, my father's son.
My father's son.
About himself.
Yeah, my dad's father
is my father's son.
No.
Wait.
No.
We need to just end this.
Yeah.
Let's just end it. Because the answer, no matter where you look online, is the answer is, who is this man? This man is me.
Yes.
I didn't want to talk about it, but I've got something for the Burke segment that would just completely change what we're talking about right now.
Well, the problem is we have a lot of phone calls.
I know.
And you know this is what they're for.
Of course.
So we have to give these people their
say. We're just going to have to wait.
If anybody can find a way to explain this so we can understand it, 314-8- 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Let's talk to Roger. Roger, welcome to 590 The Fan. Help us.
All right. He says, that man's father. So the picture you're looking at is your own son, because his father is you, and that man's father is my father's son. You get?
No, that makes sense if the picture is of the son.
That does make sense.
But if you go online and look this saying up, and it says, who is this man? The answer is, it's me.
Right.
Well, that's wrong.
But that's what every site I went to said, that is the answer. But I agree with you. What you said makes perfect sense. If the picture is of the son, this man's father is my father's son. Yeah, who is this man? It's my son. Yeah, that makes sense. But that's not the answer you get when you go online and look it up a dozen different places, which I did.
Well, you can't trust the internet.
Well, that's true. No, that's absolutely true. All right, Roger.
It says you're a handsome guy too when I look it up, so you know.
No, that's so much for that. There you go. Thank you, Roger.
It's me.
All right, you're welcome.
Yeah, the answer is me.
The answer is me.
And they even show diagrams that when you look at them make sense. But then you look away and you say it again, you go, "Nah, that's not right." Let's just take another couple of calls here. Did you not hang up on Roger? No, you did. Brenda, help us out.
Hey, I think you're handsome.
Oh, well, thank you.
Way to start that off.
you don't have a way, though, for us to figure out why the answer is me.
I think it's your child. So pretend that picture is Austin.
Right.
And then insert...
But Brenda, that's not the answer. The answer to this particular thing is not my child or my son. The answer is, it's me. That's the answer.
I'm like the previous guy. That's wrong.
But since I've been in high school, I've seen it printed various places, and that's always the answer. Okay, hang on. A bulletin. Limey just...
Somebody just texted over that the riddle is a riddle because the person is speaking in third person. That's why it's throwing us off. He's referring to himself, but he is speaking in third person.
Now, Robert also has a very simple solution.
All right, Brenda, thank you for saying I'm handsome. I never hear that. That sounded great because I never get to hear it. And we're going to move on. Thank you, Brenda.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome to 590 The Fan. Help us out.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Okay, just kill everything except for the last part.
Okay.
My father's son.
Uh-huh.
That's it. That's the only part of the entire riddle that you need.
No, it's not. Because it says It says this man's father is my father's son. How can your own dad be his own son?
It's a very dysfunctional family.
Time travel.
Well, yeah, if you just said, hey, this is my father's son, well, yeah, that's me in the picture.
1.21 gigawatts.
But it's the setup that's got everybody screwed up, because every source you go to says the answer is, it's me.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, if you kill everything else and you just say it's your father's son, it's the son. So it's you. That's it. That's all you need.
Well, Robert, that sounds great, but that's not the whole saying. I mean, there's more to it than just, hey, look, this is my father's son, and I don't have any brothers and sisters. Yeah, that would be me. But the screwy part is, this man's father is my father's son. That doesn't make any sense.
But if you have brothers and sisters, the whole thing's out the window.
Yeah, that would really mess up. Robert, thank you for the attempt. We appreciate it. Yeah. Bye-bye. I think you let Robert go. Look at this. Look at these calls.
All right, well, I mean, loads
of people. No, I want to hear it now. Somebody is going to figure out how to explain this to us. Let's just get Steve on here. Bring him up. Steve, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm fine. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Steve, do you have a headache yet? Because we do.
No, I don't. I'm seeing it totally clear. Here's what I want you to do.
All right.
Frank, you're standing here talking to somebody, and you're saying exactly what's said in that riddle, right?
Right.
And you're holding a picture of you.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You're in the picture.
Right.
And you say, this man's father, who is that man's father?
It's my father.
That's your father.
Right.
Is my father's son. Who is your father's son?
Me. But it doesn't say that. It says this man's father, meaning this man's father
is my father's
is
son.
Your dad can't be his own son. My dad can't be
You're looking at it wrong.
Yeah, I think.
You're looking at it wrong. You're looking in the picture. The picture is of you. So the riddle says, this man's father, so the person in the picture is you. This man's father is your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, is my father's son, and your father's son is you, and you're the one in the picture, so it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Yeah, I get it.
Hold on. All right, this man's father, let's translate that to be my father.
Yes.
So then what you're saying is, my father is my father's son.
No, what we're saying is the person in the picture is your father's son.
Yes.
Because you say this man's father, which is you, or this man's father is your dad, is my father's son. Who is that? And it's me in the picture, and that's you, because you're the one that's in the picture. Yeah, you're thinking too much into it.
I think it's
I think Steve is right. Yeah. I think the answer is me.
I think Steve is pretending to get it. so that he sounds smarter than we are, which is not hard to do.
I think it's a very dysfunctional family.
No, this man's father. This man is me. So my father, think of it this way, Steve. My father is my father's son. That's impossible.
No. You're saying it. You're saying it twice. What you're saying by holding the picture of yourself and saying it to somebody, you're saying this man's father, which is you in the picture.
This man's father is not me in the picture.
No. You're the one that's in the picture, and you're showing somebody, and you're saying this man's father. So your father, this man's father, which is your dad, is my father's son, and you're the one that's in the picture. You're your father's son, so it's you. You're the one.
But I didn't say I'm my father's son. I said this man's father is my father's son.
Okay, there's a guy that just called in, Randy.
All right, hang on, Steve. We have another bulletin coming in. Go ahead, Dad.
He said, actually use your dad's name in this. Replace my father with your dad's name. So,
okay, brothers and sisters, I have none. But let's say your dad's name is Frank Sr. So Frank Sr. Brothers and sisters, I have none. But Frank Sr. is my father's son. Impossible.
Frank Sr. is Frank Sr.'s son.
You're right.
Yeah.
Frank Sr. can't be Frank Sr.'s son. He can't be his own son.
No, no. You said it. I think you said it wrong.
No, I didn't.
I think you did. All right.
Oh, you do it.
All right.
Okay, your dad's name is Dave.
All right, yeah.
You do it.
Okay. Brothers and sisters, I have none. But that man, Dave,
no,
is
no.
No wait, but
no,
that
no,
man's
not
father,
that man. Brothers wait. And sisters, I have none. But Dave, because this man's father would be Dave, right?
Right.
But okay, brothers and sisters, I have none. But Dave
is
my father's son.
Is my Dave?
No, is you can't say that.
Oh,
yeah, no, you can't say that.
Oh my goodness gracious!
You are making this incredibly complicated.
No, I'm not.
You are. We've got this sorted out. It is. The person in the picture is you.
I get that.
It is you. That's
I
what
get
it
that.
Is. That's the answer.
Brothers, I have no brothers and no sisters. I'm an only child. All right. Here's a picture of me. All right. This man, me.
Oh my God.
This man's father. Is my father's son. No, he's not. Right. My father can't be his own son. My father can't be my father's son.
It's not...
No.
It's not saying no, that the person... That,
wow.
Sorry, Steve, you take this.
Steve, thing. You can wrap this up.
No, no, that's... I'm right, you're wrong.
Okay. you know what? I like that attitude. I'm right, you're wrong. You can be a politician. Thank you, Steve. I am as confused as the minute I started.
No, we've
thing.
Got this. We've got this worked.
No, we don't.
The person in the picture is you.
Is there anybody listening who understands what I'm trying to say here?
I stopped
here?
Listening 10 minutes ago.
No, I mean in the audience. Oh, I know.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
Not
there, we are getting a lot of feedback. Oh. Like that is absolutely true. Do you want to speak to Judy?
Yes, I do. Judy, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's your take?
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Judy.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm AM in the PM.
Well, thank you. What am I missing?
Okay. So this man, when he's saying this man, he's speaking in the third person.
Right. Okay.
It's him.
Right.
He himself. It's basically he's calling himself this man.
Got it. That part I got.
Yep.
Okay. And so when you see the picture, when he says this man's father... it is him. It's himself.
Well, then he would say, this man's father is my father.
Well, no, this man's father, which is the man in the picture, I'm assuming, is you, me, right?
Correct.
Right.
So he's pointing at the picture and saying, that's me, but he's speaking in third person as if it's... He's calling himself this man.
I understand that.
Okay.
Let's make it.
Oh my goodness!
What if you have a stepfather?
The guy in the pictures. Let's say the guy in the picture's name. No, let's say the guy in the picture's name is Bill. All right. Brothers and sisters, I have none. But Bill, right. Bill's the guy in the picture. Bill's,
which would be me.
Right. Bill's
okay.
father.
Right.
Is my father's son.
Bill.
Bill.
So you're saying Bill's father is Bill's son. Or is my father's son. Bill's father can't be my father's son.
I didn't know I had a son.
I think
well,
what
when it says, when he, where they're tripping you up is when they say this man and my father.
This man's father.
And this man's father. But then he trips you up by saying, "Is my father's son?"
Hang on a second. What about the person in the picture is actually your grandson?
No, no, right? No, you're changing. You can't change the deal. We know the picture is him. You can't change it.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Oh man.
Okay. But where they're throwing you is where they're saying, where he's saying this man, but then he changes it by saying, "Is my father's son?"
This is horrible.
But in the picture at all.
Yes, this man is your father's son.
You know what I mean?
Judy,
right, but
Judy,
he's not
Judy.
The one in the picture.
No, Judy, yeah. Judy, this man is my father's son. But that's not what it says. It says this man's father is my, which would be your grandfather.
Well, no, because the picture, the man in the picture is you. is this, you know what I mean?
I understand
this
man that. So this man, me, so this man, me, would be my father.
My father's son.
No, my father, no, what it says is my father is my father's son.
Oh,
it doesn't say grandma. I'm my father. It doesn't say this man is my father's son. It says this man's father is my father's son.
This is why we need rehearsal.
It's the person in the picture, though. This man's father, who is the person in the picture.
No, the person in the picture is this man.
I burnt the picture.
Well, this man is you.
Correct, Judy. This man is you. Okay, right. I'm looking at a picture, and it's a picture of me. And I'm telling somebody, hey, look, I don't have any brothers or sisters, but this man, right here, that's me, this man's father is...
In the picture.
Yeah, he didn't say, is my father. He said, this man's father is my father's son. He didn't say, this man is my father's son. He said, this man's father is my father's son.
So Randy can...
Well, that's impossible because this man's father can't be his own son. If he's my father's...
I'm totally confused now.
Now, of course you are.
What if it's a gay couple?
That's what Frank does. He's just confused.
Hold on. I didn't do anything. I didn't write this.
You didn't write it, but we came to a logical conclusion.
No, we didn't.
And we did. The answer was me. And then you've derailed the whole thing, and I have no idea what's going on.
I'm quoting the actual saying. I didn't derail anything.
What if it's two gay men and they get married and then they adopted someone?
No, don't.
Oh, that's a whole new poem. That's a whole new one.
Hey, Randy,
all right, well,
can
good luck. But I do think it's me.
Well, no, I know the answer is me. We've looked it up multiple sources, and the answer is this man is me. But I don't see how that makes sense because this man's father. Is my father, but this man's father isn't my father's son.
No, but you are that father's son.
But it doesn't say that. It says this man's father.
Randy can explain
it. Is my father's
by
son.
Using names because he said that I got it messed
up. Judy, we're going to move along. Thank you for trying, Judy.
Bye, Judy.
You're welcome. You have me laughing so hard. One day I had to pull over. I was laughing so hard.
Well, that's
so keep it up, you guys. You're funny.
As long as you don't have an accident, we're good with that. Thank you, Judy.
I know I had to pull over. It
was
funny.
Well, thank you.
All right, very good.
All right.
All right, well, good luck.
All right, on to Tim. And I'm going to guess he can't explain this either, but let's give him a try. Tim, how are you?
I'm good. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. All right, what do you got?
I think I can do this.
Okay.
Imagine yourself holding a picture of yourself at 25.
Got it.
Now point to that picture.
Got
it. Point to that picture. This man's father, your father,
mm-hmm.
Now point to yourself, is my father's son.
Oh.
This man's father... is my father's son. That's impossible.
It's a punctuation.
This man, you're pointing at the...
You're the man.
You're the man. You're the man. You're pointing at... That's his father. I get it now.
Good. I get it. No, I absolutely get it. That makes sense. Tim has figured it out. It's a punctuation. Right.
Who is your father's son?
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, but I'm my father's son, but my dad's father isn't my father's son.
Tim, can you explain it for us one more time? I'm going to turn the volume up just a little bit.
All right, go ahead.
I can try that.
I'm 25.
You're holding a picture of yourself.
At 25.
You're 25 in this picture.
Which means it was taken 12 years ago. Okay, 25.
Exactly.
All right. I don't have any brothers and sisters.
Point to the picture.
Right.
Right.
Point to the picture. Right. This man's father.
Right.
So it's you in the picture. It's your father.
Right.
Now you point to yourself, is my father's son. Who is your father's son?
Yep.
You.
Me. But Tim, but Tim, it's saying this man's father is, and I point to me, my father's son. This man's father and my father are the same. So this man's father can't be my dad's son.
Huh?
That's impossible. My own dad can't be his own son. The line is, this man's father is my father's son.
Someone just called and said, it's a picture of Bill Cosby.
Eating Jell-O in prison. Which he didn't do, by the way, Mike Evans, fake news on his part.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Tim, maybe I'm just stupid, because I still hear the line, this man's father. Now, I understand that means it's my father, but here's the part that throws me. My father is my father's son. Not I'm my father. No, it says this man's father is my father's son, not is my father.
Okay. Then do this. Ask yourself, who is my father's son?
Me.
There you go.
No, that's not there you go. I'm my father's son. But
this man's father.
This man's father. This man's father is not me. This man's father is my dad.
Okay.
So this man's father,
picture of yourself.
Yes, but translate this man's father, my dad, is my father's son. My dad is not my father's son. That's impossible.
You're convoluting it.
Yeah, I think you're mixing with it in your head a little bit.
And Larry Connors starts in 5 minutes. What are his topics tonight?
Tim, a good try. I'm starting to believe maybe I'm just too stupid to understand this. I can't be the only one, though, that hears it as this man. This man's father is my father's son. My dad is my father's son. That's impossible. My dad cannot be my dad's son. He can't be his own son.
No, somebody just texted over that my answer is lesbians kissing, but then again, my answer is always lesbians kissing.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Thank you, Tim.
Let's talk about something less complicated, like who created God. Let's see if we can figure that out.
No, this kind of thing drives me nuts, and I would like to understand it. I want to know why the answer is... Now, hang on a minute. I want to know why the answer is... How do you explain this? Explain this to me. Why does it say, this man's father... Now, let's make it Limey and Dave. Your dad is Dave, okay? Here's a picture of Limey at 20, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Brothers and sisters, I have none.
Right.
I think that's true, right? You don't have any brothers
and sisters. No, I got two sisters.
Okay, let's say you don't. Okay, it's just you. All right. I don't have any brothers or sisters. I'm pointing at me, like you.
Yeah.
But this man, Limey, Limey's father, Dave, is my father's son. Dave is not your father's son. He's your father.
This man's
father, Dave, is my father's son. Your dad is not your own father's son. That's impossible.
Father is my father's son. No, it's not saying that, though.
It's not saying that.
It's saying that, but that man's father, like, you know, the man in the photo, is
Limey's father.
Limey's father's son. That's what it's saying.
Limey's father is Limey's father's son. It's impossible. He's either your father or he's you. He's not both. All right, we're done.
Yep.
No, we're done.
Thank you.
We all have a headache, and this is just, I cannot, I want to think it's misprinted, but it's been written the same way for years. And at one point 2 days ago, in front of the computer, I thought, I got it. But now I don't have it anymore. And it doesn't make any sense to me.
We need a college professor of some sort. I mean, what is this? Is this philosophy or just riddles or something?
Is this, what would this fall under? Logic?
I think.
Or
logic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess logic. Hmm.
I want to talk to these people. I don't care what they want to talk about. No, I'm not kidding. They're calling, so we're going to talk to them. That's what I like to do here. By the way, 4 o'clock hour, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend. So be prepared if you have a pet to get free advice from him. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hi, Frank and gang. Jim from Daphne, Alabama. Here.
Oh, Daphne, Alabama. How's everything in Alabama?
Warm and sultry.
Well, you have cool weather coming because it's going to be tonight here. It's going to be in the upper 40s.
Oh, wow.
You believe this?
Sounds good to me.
Coming your way. You know, all right.
Here's the deal on that puzzle. The puzzle does a subtle trick with your brain and makes you change the subject. Now imagine, and the guy who said use names had the right idea, but you did it the wrong way around. Okay. Let's say, let's start with the assumption you're looking at a picture of you. So you're looking at a picture of Frank.
Right.
Okay. Now, what you guys are doing is you're saying when you go to this man's father, subtly in your mind, you're starting to think you're looking at a picture of the father.
No.
Let's say it this way. Frank's father is is my father's son. Frank's father and I have the same father. You see, if the picture is of Frank, all you're saying is Frank's father. Okay.
No, you just confused yourself. You're not saying Frank's father is my father.
The subject of the sentence
is the son.
It's still the picture. It's still the picture.
Right, which is me.
Frank's father is that person's father is also my father's son. Is also my father.
But it doesn't say it's also my father. It says this person's father is my father's son. It doesn't say
not a picture of it's not a picture of the person's father.
I know that. I know that. But it's saying this person, me, my father, is my father's son. My father is not my father's.
No, it doesn't say my father is my father's son.
It absolutely does.
It says the person in the picture is my father's son.
Someone just called and said.
It says it says this man's father is my father's son.
Someone just called and said this man's father is my father. The two fathers are the same person.
No, but that's not the saying. The saying is this man's father.
Well, the funny thing is you do find a lot of places online that say the answer is the son. And not yourself, including like that columnist Marilyn Vaux Savant, who's in Parade magazine. Her answer is it's the son.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
And a lot of sites do conclude it's the son, but it all depends on how you interpret the shift in the pronouns. And I think it obviously makes sense to be the son, but the way the language works. I don't think it is. But anyway, I didn't help much.
No, you didn't. But I'm glad you called anyway. Thank you, Jim. As people start to explain it, they actually become confused.
Yeah.
Because, look, let's make this simple. I'm looking at a picture of me, and if I say, I don't have any brothers and sisters, but this person, me, I am my father's son. But it doesn't say that. It says this man's father is my father's son. My dad cannot be his own son. I'm done.
Okay, and knick-knack paddywhack, who is the old man that goes rolling home?
Dan, you know what? I am not giving
is
this.
It you?
I'm sorry. I've changed my mind. Till somebody can have this make sense.
There are other people that just called in and said that it's your son.
Do you want to speak to Zach?
This man's father. Okay, hang on. This man's father, my son's father. That's not right either. My son's father. Is my father's son? No.
Hey, the yard sale starts in an hour.
Yeah. All right, Dan, we're dropping this because we just lost our entire audience. Okay. If somebody calls you, take the call. If they say, without any doubt, I can show you why the answer is me. The answer, who is this man? This man is me. If they are otherwise, if it's just speculating, well, I think it means that, well, this could go on till to Larry Connors picks it up and continues it on his show. I think we'll do. I'll do some business. We'll take a break.
Okay.
And we'll come back. And there's plenty of other stuff to talk about. But this kind of thing, this is the reason I didn't do well on my ACT test or SAT or whatever those things are. Probably the reason I got kicked out of college twice and never got to finish. First Community. I've never balanced a checkbook. I don't have to. First Community Credit Union. Isn't that interesting how that's all automatically? Remember people used to tear off a stub and they write it? I still see old women in the supermarket do that.
They'll write
a check and then they'll rip it off and they'll go into the stub and they'll balance it. You have to do that. My goodness, you get a smartphone, it'll automatically balance. The accounts are automatically balanced. First Community Credit Union, they have all that latest and greatest stuff, all the things that you want to do online, and a terrific app that's easy to navigate and easy to use. A lot of banks have, I'm not going to act like they're the only bank that has that stuff. A lot of banks have drive-through. That's no big deal. That's been around, what's it been around, for like 50 years or something? Here's what they have. They have extremely competitive rates. I don't know what it is somebody looks for in a banking facility. I would think rate on money you save or money you're borrowing has to be the top of the list. That has to be, of course, the way you're treated, and of course, convenience and all that, but rates, competitive rates. What do you need, a checking account, a credit card, debit card? Of course, they have all that. Auto, they're famous for their auto loan rates. Auto loan rates are insanely reasonable. There are a lot of people who became First Community Credit Union customers, were called members, actually. And it started when they moved their auto loan and realized, oh, look at this. This saved $30 a month on my car payment, or 20, or 10, or 40, or whatever it was. That's how it started. And then they thought, well, shoot, if they're this good at, and the rates are this good on car loans, maybe I should be doing all my banking there. Why don't you just close your accounts at the place where you bank now? And reopen everything. Let me, my screen's out. Reopen everything at First Community Credit Union. Plenty of places to do it. They have over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, and a giant supporter of this show. We like to keep it that way. So every chance you get, you proudly boast when you walk in. I'm AM and the PM, and thank you for the yard sale on Saturday mornings, 7 and 9 o'clock. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Or maybe your father could actually be your mother, and we'll check traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Chick-fil-A. Earlier accident of road work stacking up eastbound 270 between New Halls Ferry and Riverview. A crash westbound 70 at Earth City Expressway. You've also got lane blockage eastbound 70. That's stacking up north and southbound 270, ramping onto westbound 70. Injury accident northbound 270 north of 55. Westbound 64, you're jammed at Hampton. And an Illinois crash on the ramp from northbound 255 to westbound 64. Get free breakfast at Chick-fil-A in October when you use the Chick-fil-A One app. Download the One app and come into your local St. Louis Chick-fil-A Monday through Thursday before 10:30 a.m. for one free breakfast item per week. Sign in or download the Chick-fil-A One app to earn points and get free breakfast. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Here's why you choose to work with the Home Loan Expert team. We don't have all that overhead like the big banks, which means you get a lower rate and less cost. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
You walk through the door and are greeted with the friendly smell of barbecue smacking you right in the face. A pleasant host seats you at a table made of wood, in a chair made of wood, on a floor made of wood. We perfectly carve a chunk of meat from a bigger chunk of meat. Pavlovian pre-sweat dots your brow and the world melts away as you drift into a meat coma. Wait, was that just Pauly Shore? Welcome to Salt and Smoke.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled. Where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
All right, to take a break from this headache-inducing whatever this thing, I don't know what you call it, it's a limerick, it's not limerick, whatever it is. I'm going to play you something, and Limey's never heard it, and Bill's never heard it, and it's from at least 50 years ago. It's an old kind of hillbilly duo named Lonzo and Oscar. But pay close attention to the lyrics. This is absolutely hysterical, and it's called I'm My Own Grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Now many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widder who was pretty as could be. This widder had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widder's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run. And he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
Try following that. I tried to keep up with it. I got lost like the second line in.
How old is that?
It's at least, I'm going to say 50 years. Is there a year on there?
Yeah, that one was recorded in 1947.
Oh, wow. My goodness. So that's like 70 years, 71 years old.
Yeah, 71 years.
Wow, Lonzo and Oscar. I'm my own grandpa.
Isn't that awesome that you just said that title and he was just able to pull it up online? Everything is online.
It's unbelievable.
Everything is on YouTube.
There's nothing you cannot find. Now, you said you found Willie Nelson. I'd like to hear just the beginning, not just 30 seconds of Willie's version of I'm My Own Grandpa. I'll bet it's pretty good.
Now many, many years ago when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter, had hair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became the brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him the brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who, of course, was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
I like Willie's better.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. For I'm my own grandpa.
Oh, I never heard this before.
My father's wife then had a son that kept him on the run. He became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue. Because she is my wife, she's my grandmother, too. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
I don't know who the chorus beat is.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa. If my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
Everybody.
I'm my own grandpa.
Yeah.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. For I'm my own grandpa.
There's the famous Trigger. That's the name of his guitar. Did you know that, Limey?
I did not.
His guitar's name is Trigger. We have to finish it out now. Yeah. All right, you can finish it out. The great Willie Nelson. Let me tell you something. When Willie's gone, as far as I'm concerned, that is the end of that whole era. Johnny's gone. Waylon's gone. George Jones is gone.
Chris Christopherson's around, but he really died five years ago.
Yeah, or 10 years ago.
He's a good writer, but.
Yeah, Willie. My goodness.
And how old is Willie? He's
83, I think.
Something
like that. So you can pull it up, folks, yourselves if you want to try to stop it and pause it and see if all that really. I think it actually does. Make sense if you follow it, that you marry this person and have this, that you sort of technically could be.
I'm not even trying that one.
Yeah,
no. I get enough of a headache after that other thing we were doing. So, there you have it. Please don't email me and say, what was the name of that song about being your own grandpa? That's it. It's I'm My Own Grandpa. That's the name of the song. I have to do a little bit of business, and we come back. Tim Woodburn is not with us today. His dad passed away, and he's taking the day off. I can understand that. We'll have some news. I have no idea who the news person is, somebody from outer space that we pipe in. And then Dr. Doug Pernikoff will be with us after we check in with Johnny Londoff. He's your pet's best friend. So if you have a pet and you have a question, Dan, I'm sorry, we'll have to clear the lines for Dr. Doug.
Yeah.
I know everybody wants to weigh in on that who is this man thing, but I think we ran that one. It ran its course.
What?
For the last hour or more. Thompson Price, son of scary person Vincent Price. That's not really true, but who would know if I said that? You know who Vincent Price was, Limey?
I know who Vincent Price was.
Well, he's on Thriller.
Yeah, he is.
That, that diabolical laugh on that. That's him.
It's from St. Louis. Him,
right? Yes, he is from St. Louis. That's Vincent Price. No relation. Vincent Price never remodeled the kitchen, I don't think, in his life. He did what he did well. Thompson Price and his people do what they do well. They're in the kitchen and bath remodeling business, and how can you possibly ever tell them enough that you're AM of the PM when they're the longest-running sponsor this show has, 23 years? Can't thank them enough. You can help us thank them. Get ready to remodel that kitchen and bathroom. At least include Thompson Price. Make sure one of the companies has the name Price in it. Showroom in DePere, less than a quarter mile east of 270. ThompsonPrice.com. Please don't go away. We need you here. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9ofthefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. On the day before, one of two women who have previously accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct is set to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee. A third woman is coming forward. Attorney Michael Avenatti says his client, Julie Swetnick, claims Kavanaugh helped spike the drinks of girls at parties in high school and then witnessed gang rapes. Avenatti says his client is willing to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
She wants an FBI investigation to be launched immediately. She is prepared.